two incidents involving bananas being thrown at or left for black students roiled the campus in a debate regarding race at the university. American University President Neil Kerwin called both incidents unacceptable and one he characterized as an explicit racist incident. For a student reaction, we turn to junior Ryan Shepherd. He is the event director of the Black Student Alliance. Ryan Shepherd joins us in studio. Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also joining me is my co-pilot for today, Monica Bidet. She'll be joining me for the full hour today of conversation spanning race, campus life, and food culture. Monica.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
What's up? Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
You can join this conversation by calling 800-433-8850. Are you part of the greater American University community? What do you think of the banana incidents that happened earlier this month? 800-433-8850. You can send email to kojo@wamu.org. This week at American University began with protests calling for the suspension of two white students who allegedly threw that banana at a black woman in her dorm. Ryan, can you describe for us what those protests looked like and who was involved and what was said?
The protests were planned on very short notice. We got first word of these instances around Thursday through social media. As members of the Black Student Alliance, we thought it was important to organize these protests. So through Saturday and Sunday, we got people on campus. We started doing interviews with different media outlets. And by Monday, we had gathered enough people, and we had close to, I think, 300 or 400 people out on the quad in front of the Merrick Graydon Center, which is a student activity center.
How diverse was the crowd in the protests?
The crowd was pretty diverse. There were definitely more black students, being that these incidences targeted black students. But I think the crowd in itself was pretty diverse. But I would have liked to see more students, because we have upwards of 9 to 10,000 students.
Wow.
So I would really like to see more students.
In his message to the American University community, President Neil Kerwin wrote, quoting here, "Do not be discouraged about what has happened and that there is still a great deal more to do." So are you discouraged, Ryan? Are you hopeful? How have you felt this week?
My emotions have been all over the place. It's been a whirlwind for the past week, and I think my emotions are, right now, I'm a little bit disappointed, because in talking to people in the Office of Campus Life, the students that have committed these incidences have already gone through the conduct policy, and while they can't explicitly tell me what has been done, it doesn't appear that these students will be suspended or expelled, which is disappointing. But the greater issues are still hiring more faculty of color, creating more of a dialogue between public safety and students on campus, and things of that nature that are long-term solutions.
I should mention that we're going to have a follow-up conversation with a member of the American University's administration next week. But is there a process at which at some point you will find out how these students were disciplined?
From what I understand now, the student conduct policy does not require American University administrators to explicitly tell us what has happened. So unless the American University administration feels it necessary to tell us, they are not technically obligated to tell the student body.
Your school's president says there's more work to be done. In your view, what is that work? Do your goals line up with the administration's? Have you met with the administration?
When I say we, I'm speaking for the Black Student Alliance Executive Board. We are planning to meet with Gail Hansen, who is the Vice President of Campus Life, later on this week. We've had two town halls, one on Friday and one on Tuesday, directly after the protest. Both of those town halls, the first one on Friday, while it was somewhat beneficial to the students to be able to voice their frustrations about what has happened, a lot of important administrators were not there. Gail Hansen, specifically the Vice President of Campus Life, she was not there. The Vice Provost was not there. Neil Kerwin was not there.
That's the President.
And on Tuesday, we had all of the administrators, deans of the School of International Service, the School of Communication. Neil Kerwin was there. Gail Hansen was there. All of these administrators were there, but we didn't feel like the conversation moved towards specific solutions. They the administrators kept saying, we care, but it didn't seem like they were giving us concrete steps to fix these issues.
The Black Student Alliance has several specific demands. You mind if I read them all?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll do it as quickly as possible. One, suspend the students involved in the recent events. Two, send out AU alerts for racial attacks or harassment and all other forms of hate violence. Three, fire faculty who call for violence against people of color or joke about such violence. Are there such faculty members? Are you aware of such faculty members?
I don't know of the specific name of a faculty member, but I have heard from several students, including yesterday, in a class where we had a discussion about this. There was a professor who joked about killing black students.
Oh, good God.
And that professor teaches some sort of justice and law society course, and that professor still has their job.
Four, hire more faculty of color in the Office of Campus and Student Life. Five, create ways for students to file complaints against public safety. Six, make mental health counseling more affordable and accessible. And number seven, schedule a private meeting with the Vice President of Campus Life, Gail Henson, within the next week. She was not present at the town hall. Have you had any responses to any of those demands as yet?
We are meeting with Gail Henson later this week. What I would say, one thing that we could have done better as a Black Student Alliance and just a Black community in general, is in targeting Gail Henson. I feel like we specifically targeted her, and I don't feel like that. I think as a consensus, we've come to the conclusion that targeting her is not right, because that puts an onus on her when it really should be on the entire administration and the entire community. But with that being said, we are meeting with her, and we have gotten a response about suspending the students. They're probably not going to be suspended. And from what I understand and what I've been told, the incidents that have happened were not classified as hate crimes, because if they were classified as hate crimes, they would go straight to the DC police and bypass the American University administrators. But because they decided not to do so, it went through the student conduct policy instead of through the DC Metro Police.
Have you spoken, or has, I noticed, I can tell you're a journalism major, because you say, when you say we, you're speaking for the executive board of the Black Student Alliance. Most people say, I'm speaking for everybody. But I know that you probably know the two students who were the targets of these incidents. Have you spoken with them? How do they feel?
I have spoken to one of them. One of the other students, they were both black freshman girls living in Anderson Hall. One of them I have spoken to, and she's dealing with it in the best way she possibly can. She's been incredibly strong through this. She did not initially want it to come forward because she didn't want the media attention. She didn't want to have to speak. But she's been incredibly strong through all of this. And I think she's handling it the best way she could. There's another student, she's decided for her own personal reasons that she does not want to be involved in this, just because she wants the privacy, and I can respect that. And also, I think one thing that's been lost in this, those are the two students we know of. This has happened to other students. I know students on the executive board of the Black Student Alliance who've had the N-word written on their door. This is not something that's just happened this past couple of weeks. This has happened year after year after year. While those students are the focus of this, this is a greater issue at American University.
We have a caller on the line, Cindy, who can conceivably speak to what was going on at American University in that regard long before you were there, Ryan. Cindy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I was a graduate student at American in the 70s, and a Catholic. I was an undergraduate student, and I don't want to belittle how traumatic such an event is for the students involved, but this happens and has continued to happen over the decades, and in my opinion will not be solved by sanctioning individuals, but rather the university should consider some kind of truth and reconciliation where you get all the students and faculty together to address what's really going on, because there's a lot of denial going on one side and a lot of hurt on the other side. And it just needs to be discussed fully, and not just once, over and over again, because this is part of the American culture. This is the legacy of slavery and segregation, and it's being exacerbated in this particular political environment.
Cindy, thank you very much for your call. As we mentioned earlier, we're expecting to have a member of American University's administration on this broadcast next week. But, Ryan, you just started your junior year on campus.
Yep.
Our caller Cindy was there sometime before that. What have your first 2 years at AU been like?
It's been a lot. American University, when my mom asked me how I'm doing every year, she always asked me, do you want to come back?
In New Jersey.
I'm originally from New Jersey. Shout out to New Jersey. And I always tell her I love the city of Washington, D.C. I love it with all of my heart. I don't feel like I love American University. I love my major. I love some of the people I've met. And like I've said, I love the city, but I don't love American University. And it's been difficult. Like I said, this has been going on for years that I've been there. And as you just heard from Cindy, it's been going on for decades and decades. And it doesn't seem to ever stop.
Monica.
So I just wanted to say I have a son who is looking at colleges. And when all of this stuff started happening, we had AU on our list. And seriously, sitting there with a red pen, wanted to strike it out. But listening to you talk, you're so articulate and so wonderful. I think if my son has the opportunity to go to AU and look at students like you for a role model, it would be fabulous.
So you do serve a purpose after
absolutely,
all, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Ryan, there are those who view college campuses as really a microcosm for what's happening in the real world. Uh-huh. Do you view what's happening now as a reflection of the behavior that you can exist when you finally leave this campus?
I think it's, to an extent, yes. I think definitely in terms of punishment of what American University has offered, while I don't know the specifics, it seems to be lighter than what we have liked. And you can see that in recent police shooting cases and police brutality cases, it seems like police officers tend to get off with these sorts of things. So if police officers are getting off with these sorts of things when harming and possibly ending someone's life, it's not really surprising that someone can get away with throwing a banana.
So you see a relationship between what's going on campus and what's going on in terms of police and African Americans off campus and the resulting Black Lives Matter movement?
I think that's definitely true. I think a lot of times it's been said that with recent cases of police brutality and just the history of this country and police brutality and Black people, we've somewhat legalized the killing of Black people. And what American University has done by not suspending or expelling these students, they basically set a precedent where you can write an N-word on someone's door, or you can leave a banana, or you can throw a banana at a student. And the next student that does this, while it can't be those same students because there is a three-strike policy, so they would face some sort of a suspension. If another student decides to do this and they're brought to the student conduct policy and this school tries to suspend them, that student can argue that there is a precedent set and they can get away with this sort of thing. So,
on the other hand, another AU student, senior John Shapiro, published an op-ed in your campus newspaper that supported the university's response to racial tensions. It was titled, "In Defense of the American Way." He ended his op-ed by saying, "Do not assume that the university will fail you because you disagree with them. One day you may be on the other end of a conduct process, President Shepard, and trust me, you will want them to be as impartial then as they are now." Does that scenario seem plausible to you?
That scenario doesn't seem plausible to me, just because a lot of it has been said, like, these are students, these are 18-year-old kids, and while that is true, 18-year-olds do, I'm 20 years old, and though they're 18-year-olds, we do dumb things, but to throw a banana at a student, to harm somebody's life, while they may have been impaired because it happened at 1:30 in the morning and they're on a college campus, I've been impaired too. And I've never thrown a banana at another student. And when those sorts of things happen, you have to face the consequences. It shouldn't ruin the rest of your life, but you have to pay some sort of consequence. And while they've gone some sort of conduct violation, they still are on the same campus as those two other girls and however many other girls they may have harmed that we don't even know about. So they have to go, and those girls have to see those students on campus, and that's harmful for them. So you have to face some sort of punishment, and it's not impartial to say that this isn't a hate crime. These are bananas thrown at Black students, and an N-word written on someone's door. How is that not a hate crime? It's not being impartial by punishing somebody for doing what they're supposed to be punished for.
Ryan Shepherd, he is a junior at American University and the event director of the Black Student Alliance. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As I said, next week we'll be talking with a member of American University Administration, and you should know that neither Monica Bidet nor I did one dumb thing when we were college undergraduates.
Absolutely
we
not.
Did several. Got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation of talking about what the term Columbusing means to the D.C. area and its local food scene. I'm Kojo Nan.
Thanks for listening to the Kojo Namdi Show, and if you're already a member of WAMU 88.5, thank you for your support. If not, it's easy to give online at wamu.org. Just click the donate button, and thanks.